You took me by surprise. You did not steal me, snatch and buy. You've wrapped me up in poetry. How skies were much more blue. How flowers bloomed more vigorous. How mornings were a less dark blue. You took me, leaving me behind. And now I have too much wrapped up, too few to understand, too much to glue, too few as memory. I followed on your track, and now we both have these packed up messages of what has been, what could have been, and longing. And it has been work with good intentions and of love. I wish to be respectful of the way we talked and listened, for it has been good. It has been better. May it sound absurd after what has happened. I will not erase. You've looked into my face, you really did, and I did too, in feeling strings run across the globe through matter, space, and time. I have felt heard, and now we don't. I still want you to know complexity lives in the you, the me. We are not the same, not even similar in each and everything, which is okay. It is okay. We do not have to. What I want to is to learn to always. What I want to is to learn to work through, and I'm left alone to do it on my own. To lay frayed threads of fabric down to earth is work, and now I'm here, and you are there. And it's not fair, this open end, how much I can't let go, I see, I know. I've lost so much in life, too much has changed, is changing still, each day. I couldn't bear the fact you would now, too, you'd go. When I then said, I need you here to stay, I meant you're precious. Did not want to keep you for myself, I knew I would not, knew. A knowing it would end had already invaded weeks before you wrote. Unsure, afraid if it would have been a decision, unable to be taken back, and if you were then clear about the consequences, I remembered what you had suggested once and sticked to it. I'd lie if I now say I do not miss you. Yes, I do. I promised you to stay. And even when you've now sent me away, I do. I'll always wait for you. You see, this is not the first poem which I've written, and it will not be my last. I write to understand. I write and wait and bear the silence. Write to wish you well. Maybe the cosmos will send answers. I am high-functioning, an idiot. Idiotically, it's my coping method. And I function till I unexpectedly do not. So no one knows how much I struggle, though I try hard to let it show. A brass strap in a neckline. But distracting, isn't it? You interpret, enjoy its color while my hand is pushing it again and yet again into its place. A hardly visible distraction of the fact this is none. This is it. I function and I fake it till I make it into your selection of she doesn't have it such bad. See, she functions. And she got that. And I do. It is hard work to let it show, to not, and let it go, my unrelenting will to hide what might cause irritation. So, I am an idiot. I know. You fucking bastard! No, it's not okay. You've burdened me with responsibility of the well-being of another human. Have you learned at university one thing about what it might mean to hand this over to a being who's already deep down on its knees and sunken into mud, who cares too much, is insecure and feeling wrong for almost anything? Do you believe I do it for my own sake? So to simply be a better person and no matter about the other's feelings? I am scared to be a burden. Scared to be the repetition of my childhood. So I kept it in as a matter of protection, did not plead for help. And when I weighed each word, and it has built up for a long, long while in fear of being what my inner critic says, a nuisance, a bother, and a whining mess. And then I broke and had to. How it now keeps pouring out, the pain kept in for years, and how I'm permanently in a battle with my shame to even feel in pain. I've lost my way since I have been a child. So did I ever have a map except this fucking guilt, bad boundaries, and caring more for others than is healthy to? I'm stumbling through the mist. I hate it. And you did not help me to gain more perspective, for what you have said, dear former therapist, has been already mentioned long before the words had come out of your lips. You fucking bastard! You have made me cry and hate myself, and more than I already do. And now I catch me questioning each thing you've said. It's getting painted, stained, and horrible, and I am feeling wrong for it again. And still I'm trying to excuse you. Still I'm trying to understand you. Have you? Have you seen me with your eyes, your heart? Or have you seen me with prognosis, diagnosis, filters, boxes, tools, and methods? Am I anything beyond? Another time, not seen. And yes, my own fault for not trusting you enough and open up. Trust goes two ways. Trust goes two ways. Trust goes two ways, you fucking bastard.
I can't do this anymore, can't carry anymore, because you know why. You of all people, did I not disclose of me so much? Disclosure, letting water you to this retreat. So bare, so naked, a stripped skin, I did. And in the lines were serif hooks, and in them we have clearly hung ourselves up on each other. Then you left, or I. Who knows exactly whether after superstructure of our poetry we haven't started much too late, the under. Caught and hung. And there we are, you there, me over here. Too far away to close in the interior. I keep myself in bridle. You may only notice and barely restrain the omnipresent, clearly guaranteed, my absence. Cause respect demands it. Cause I know you want it. Cause I do not want to break at me my word and kill but every tiny thing within the process. Want a wholly different target. I want this. The opposite, and to not lose you yet. And this is much too much expected from the deal I've shaken hands with. It's as if, no matter what I say to you now, I like you too much, as if your death would not stir up and touch me. I am sorry. I am sorry. 'cause you are alone now. I wish I were with you, despite the shit. Whatever you then wanted, the fucking respect. And anyway, I bow, accept, and stay away. Ich kann das nicht mehr. Nicht mehr tragen, weil... Du weißt warum. Gerade du. Habe ich nicht dir von mir gegeben, was offen zu legen, Wasser weichen lässt. So bloß, so nackt. Die blanke Haut. Habe ich. In den Zeilen waren die Serifenhaken. Und an denen haben wir uns deutlich spürbar aufgehangen. Dann bist du gegangen. Oder ich, wer weiß das schon genau. Ob nach dem Überbau von Poesie wir nicht den Unter viel zu spät haben angefangen. Mitgefangen, mitgehangen. Und da stehen wir, zu weit entfernt, zu nah im Innenraum. Ich halte mich fest im Zaum, doch das merkst du nur an dem kaum zurückgehaltenen, omnipräsenten meiner deutlich zugesicherten Abwesenheit. Weil mein Respekt es will, weil ich es weiß, du willst. Weil ich nicht brechen will, mein Wort und mich und kill doch dabei alles will, ein ganz anderes Ziel. Ich will einmal das Gegenteil und nicht noch dich verlieren. Und das ist doch viel zu viel erwartet von dem Deal, auf den ich Hand drauf gab. Es ist, als ob, egal was ich jetzt noch dir sag, dass ich dich zu sehr mag, als dass dein Tod mich nur ungerührt lassen mag. Es tut mir leid. Es tut mir leid. Denn du bist jetzt allein und ich... Ich wünschte mir, ich wäre bei dir. Trotz all der Scheiße. Und egal, was du jetzt willst, der Scheiß Respekt. Und ich bleib weg.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.